Ohio U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you today?
Good to be back. Thanks.
Yeah. What's on your agenda for this Thursday?
Well, I've spent much of this week rounding up support for our new working families tax relief bill, and we have 46 sponsors now. It's legislation that fundamentally begins to correct the huge tax cut the president gave to the richest people in the country. We know that the $1.5 trillion bill the president rammed through Congress and signed gives 70% of the benefits to the richest 1%, and we want to begin to change that and right that ship, if you will. So this Working Families Tax Relief Act will make a huge difference in giving tax relief, refundable tax credits to working families, many of them making $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
46 sponsors. What's the likelihood of this passing?
Well, it will be part of a negotiation that it will not. Senator McConnell will not call it up for a vote. He doesn't. He wants to keep giving tax breaks to rich people. I understand that. That's the sort of hallmark of the Republican Party nowadays, is everything sort of focuses on how do you give more tax cuts to the richest people. I mean, their view is it trickles down and builds the economy. There's no evidence of that, but that's what they do, and that's what their contributors want. So we are hopeful to negotiate this as part of a package making some tax changes that need fixing from that old tax bill and getting a significant part of our bill included in it. We did that 3 years ago, and it was successful, and a whole lot of working families making $20,000 and $30,000 a year got a larger earned income tax credit and child tax credit, and that's our focus here.
We had some breaking news this morning. Julian Assange was arrested. Of course, authorities here in this country want him back here. What should be done with him?
Well, no one's above the law. The court system will take care of that. I hope they do a better job than they have on some other things recently. I'll be following this closely, but fundamentally, you know, whether it's Julian Assange or whether it's a bank CEO or whether it's an elected official or someone that works at the White House, nobody's above the law, and we seem to have lost our way as a country when it comes to bank executives and when it comes to people at the White House breaking the law. But we need to revitalize that, and again, no one's above the law, period.
Talking this morning with Senator Sherrod Brown, you're going to be involved with some pharmacy discussion with some on the Finance Committee. Talk a little bit about that related to drug pricing.
Yeah, this week a group of pharmacy benefit managers sat in front of our committee and testified, and they are surely not blameless in this. They need to provide more transparency in their negotiations between drug companies and when they negotiate with drug companies, insurers, and pharmacies. But be clear about this. The finger should be pointed and action should be taken regarding the drug companies themselves, the big pharmaceutical companies. They're the ones that set prices. They're the ones that advertise on TV. They're the ones that are so effective lobbying the White House and the Congress and stopping Congress from doing what it should. My Stop Price Gouging Act has been recognized by many as the bill the drug company lobbyists hate the most and fight against the most, and we've got to take them on and get drug prices down, because much of healthcare inflation, much of the reason people can't afford their healthcare is because of the price of drugs.
We're talking this morning with Sherrod Brown. By the way, I want to wish a happy anniversary to you and
Thank
Connie.
Thank you.
What kind of does that mean as a support to have a spouse working as you're working through the political system through the years, to have somebody there to bounce ideas off or to show support or be there?
Like any good marriage. I mean, it's I try to support what she does. She tries to support and does it very well. What I do, we always like to say I never tell her what to write and she never tells me how to vote. And we've followed that, although our values and ideas and political ideas, our political philosophies are pretty close to identical, but we certainly have some differences that way, but not much. And it's wonderful. I mean, when I was exploring the presidential run, she was there every step of the way. She has her first novel coming out in the next year, and I mean, I don't help her write, but I'm certainly encouraging and supportive that way. So always needs to be a two-way street.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Sharon. Have a good day.
We'll do it again. Thanks.